There are people very, very upset today because Dollar Tree is now going to be $1.25.
Oh, inflation is hitting Dollar Tree?
They have now raised. They're no longer Dollar Tree. They're $1.25 Tree, I guess. Like, do they have to change their name? I don't know. And everybody is complaining.
Right, because inflation's hitting them too. Well, you know, they don't even say anything about that here in New York, but our quote-unquote dollar stores, they're $1.49 stores.
Oh, so you've been higher. You sell crap at a dollar in New York, you're not making rent.
Right.
You can't sell that much crap to make rent in New York.
I'm sorry, $1.49 is a big difference? you're suddenly going to make rent and what, like buy a building?
Well, I thought about that because there are some Dollar Trees that now are $1.50.
Now, let me be clear. I ain't never thought about Dollar Tree as a Target or a Walmart or an expensive brand, right? When I go into Dollar Tree, I know what I'm getting, right? I know for a dollar, I'm going to go in there and get an Arizona tea. I'm going to get the cheapest toothbrush y'all got. I'm going to get toothpaste inside of a toothpaste cap. I'm going to get the thinnest garbage bags in the world when I go into Dollar Tree. I know that, right? Dollar Tree just came out and said they're raising their prices to $1.25. Everything in the store, most of everything in the store, gonna cost $1.25 because it allows them to offer a range of items at $1.20. I don't want expensive ass items. Okay.
They can't just be called a store. Take the word dollar out. You're not right. A dollar store anymore.
Tree. We're Tree.
Yeah. you're the tree store. So when people show up and ask you about the maples and the pines, you're screwed.
That's a brilliant idea. Just change all the names to tree, and then you can charge $2.50.
Right.
Yeah, it's like Five Below. Five Below, now you go in there and they got things for $12. How can things be $12 at Five Below? It's all in the name, Five or Below. That's why you went in there, because I got $5, I can buy something at Five Below. But now it's too expensive. Everybody's screwing themselves.
Right. No, I agree. I agree. The coffee place that we went to just told us they were raising their coffee by a dollar a bag, and they gave us a whole big long reason why. And it's like, I understand inflation. Just say inflation. I don't need to know your whole like supply chain history and what the farmers want and what you want. Don't give me you're going up a dollar. Like, that's going to make a difference. I'm still coming here for coffee.
Is it going to make a difference though? Would you go to another place instead of that place?
No, I go to that place because it's the cheapest. I mean, they only went up a dollar. The other places went up like $4.
Okay. Well, like Netflix now. Netflix is going up $2. So what's the breaking point for Netflix? What's the point where you get to Netflix and you go, I ain't going to do this anymore? I mean, is it $5? Is it $10? Where do they start losing people by the thousands?
Netflix will never lose me, unfortunately, for me and for them. It's the only channel that I watch. I mean, everybody else.
But there's got to be a breaking point. There's got to be a point where you say, that's enough.
If it becomes more than what like cable is, like if they start to charge more than cable, it's like I'm going back to cable, because cable, I get lots of channels. Netflix, I just get the one.
Mm. But you get a lot of channels on Netflix because there's a lot of different things.
It's just all Netflix stuff. You know, it's still just Netflix stuff. I don't get anything live. Whereas at least, if I go back to cable, I get some live once in a while.
Yeah, you can watch the Olympics or whatever. Your stupid bike races, you can watch that if you go back.
Right. That's why Hulu's good, because Hulu, you can actually watch television on Hulu. Like, the stuff you miss, if you don't have cable, you can watch all the stuff on Hulu. Netflix doesn't have that. See, if Netflix is going up $2, they need to provide a little better quality and more stuff. I need more stuff.
I think there is more stuff, but you go on there every day, so you don't see the new stuff all often.
No, that's true.
I haven't been on there for a long time. I was like, holy cow, look at all the stuff on Netflix.
But here's the thing, Netflix. Instead of charging us $2 more, just stop paying a comedian $10 million for a stand-up. Hmm. Pay them $8 million. $8 million's still great. It's still a lot of money for them. And now you've saved $2 million. You don't have to charge us. Like, why I got to pay? Because you want to have another Sebastian Maniscalco, whatever his name is.
Oh, Sebastian.
I don't even care. I don't care about him.
So, but how many people subscribe to Netflix? So you say 200 million?
Oh, probably even more, because it's worldwide, remember.
Okay, let's say for shits and giggles, it's 100 million. 100 million people, they go up $2. That's 200 million extra bucks.
Right. And it'd be one thing if it was, if they can justify it, like, oh, we just hired Mindy Kaling to do programming exclusively for Netflix. Mm-hmm. I'm in. I'll pay anything for that. She got stuff over at HBO. She got stuff on Showtime. She got stuff everywhere. I don't need Netflix for that. Don't make me go back to my jailbroken Fire Stick. I'm finally paying for channels. Don't make me be a scofflaw.
I had to go back to that for the new Ray Donovan movie.
I hate when they bring things back years later. It's like, wait, who are these people? What happened? I'm not going to rewatch Ray Donovan to keep up so that I can figure out the movie. No, thank you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Before the movie started, they had all these, you know, flashbacks and all that of what happened. I don't remember half of them. I don't know if Mickey's dead or alive. I don't know if Bunchy's dead or alive, if his wife. I don't know any of that.